do.
Ah.
Whatever comes with your cough, Robitussin has a formula just right for you. Hey, Ann, got a cough and got to hit the road? We made Robitussin cough gels just for you. The power of Robitussin in easy-to-swallow capsules. Whatever you've got, there's a Robitussin with your name on it.
Hi, I'm Morgan Freeman. America's National Park System is one of the best ideas our country ever had. And I've got a lifetime of memories to prove it. But our parks are in trouble. Inadequate funding and other pressures are risking some of America's most awe-inspiring places. To help, visit www.americansfornationalparks.org or call 1-800-NATPARK. 1-800-NATPARK. There's just too much to lose.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Opinion poll on restricting civil liberties. Almost half of Americans, nearly one in two, believe the U.S. government should restrict civil liberties for Muslim Americans, according to a nationwide poll conducted by Cornell University about terrorism fears. The Cornell survey found 44% favored at least some restrictions on the civil liberties of Muslim Americans. 48% said liberties should not be restricted in any way. The Cornell survey also found respondents who identified themselves as highly religious supported restrictions on Muslim Americans more strongly than those who were less religious. Curtailing civil liberties for Muslim Americans also supported more by Republicans than Democrats, according to the survey. The amount of attention paid to TV news also had a bearing on how strongly a respondent favored restrictions. One of the researchers said, "The more attention paid to TV news, the more you fear terrorism, the more you are likely to favor restrictions on civil liberties," according to this poll. The Washington-based Council on American-Islamic Relations responded, calling on the nation's elected officials to, quote, recognize that Islamophobia is a growing phenomenon in American society that must be urgently addressed. The Environmental Protection Agency today says the air in 224 counties is unhealthy because of soot from things like diesel-burning trucks and power plants. The counties, in violation of federal air standards, are in 20 U.S. states and the District of Columbia, all the states east of the Mississippi except California, Montana, and Missouri. The counties have until the year 2010 to come into compliance with the standards. Before then, they may have to modify transportation plans or require new pollution controls when factories expand. The list included 19 fewer counties than the agency identified in their preliminary report last June. George W. Bush today thanked the families of those who died on 9/11 for seeing to it that the nation's intelligence gathering system has been changed. Although he opposed the 9/11 commission the families demanded, Bush today signed that commission's reforms into law, saying they'll help the government better protect the American people. The reform package rounds up different, sometimes competing agencies and intelligence and puts them all under one director. It includes a variety of other measures, including efforts to toughen border and aviation security. The Bush administration saying today the economy is, quote, in very solid shape. The head of the President's Council of Economic Advisers says a new economic forecast calls for the gross domestic product to grow by 3.5% in the year ahead, almost as good as in 2006. The growth forecast from Gregory Mankiw, slightly higher than previous estimates. The same report cuts back the estimate of new jobs by 1.4 million from last year's forecast. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Kmart is making this a holiday to remember. There's so many less fortunate people out there who deserve a nice Christmas. So if you know someone who's down on their luck this season, or if you can't afford your own Christmas, visit LisaAtKnight.com and follow the instructions. In your message, tell me why you or someone you love deserves a Kmart Christmas and what Kmart should award them with. Remember, it must be something valued up to $500. Visit LisaAtKnight.com or KmartChristmas.com for official rules. Brought to you by Kmart, making Christmas wishes come true. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or older to enter.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, it's me by my lonesome playing the records I want to play. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. I'm just watching MSNBC, Scarborough Country. You know, the guy, the former congressman who was involved in killing one of his office workers. He got away with it. Anyway, he's on vacation or doing something, and Pat Buchanan is filling in, and Christopher Hitchens, one of my favorite leftists. I love to hate Christopher Hitchens. Because he, you know, he certainly is a leftist, but he's a leftist intellectual of the worst sort, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, tonight's one of the nights I love Christopher because he is ripping Pat Buchanan a new body orifice. Apparently Buchanan invited him on to talk about how Christ is being destroyed in the public square by left-leaning atheists. Oh, God, don't you get sick of this? You knew this was coming, didn't you? You knew this was coming. You knew with the ascendancy of the religious right, politically speaking, that eventually they would feel they had enough power to start ramming and jamming their sick perversions onto the rest of the people in this country. No! Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Stop! All right? Thank you. All right. Go ahead. Yeah. In our second hour tonight, the author of Selling Women Short, Landmark Battle for Workers' Right at Walmart. Good book. Liza Featherstone is the author. And I've invited her on because she has an excerpt from the book in the next issue of Nation magazine. It's in the January 2nd or something issue. I think you can access it online. Go to airamericaradio.com, scroll down to where it says Mike Malloy is having this on and that on tonight, and if you click the right link, you'll see the story. So anyway, Liza Featherstone is going to join us this later on this evening, about an hour. Okay, stay around for that. And the crack White House press corps just hammered the hell out of Simple Scotty with Rumsfeld questions today. We'll share a bit of that with you as well. And then the usual nonsense that we put on this program every night.
Nonsense? I beg your pardon?
I got an email from somebody I don't know because I printed it off and didn't get the addy or the name. But the emailer mentioned something that we talked about. Remember when Bush stood before all those Marines? Was it last week at Camp Pendleton? And everybody in that picture on television and subsequently New York Times and wherever else it was published, all the backdrop were just row after row after row of camouflage dressed soldiers and Marines at Camp Pendleton. And there stood Bush in that newly tailored field jacket with the epaulets, that kind of pale blue thing, that kind of Hermann Göring-looking jacket that he had on. It's actually it is an official Marine Corps jacket, but Bush had the presidential seal on the right side of his chest and an embroidered identification tag in the left breast pocket position, one that read George W. Bush, Commander-in-Chief. Huh? George W. Bush, Commander-in-Chief. Now, you got to stop and think, and this is the point of my correspondence email. None of our previous U.S. presidents, not one, ever affected a military uniform while in office, including the former generals George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Zachary Taylor, Ulysses S. Grant, and Dwight Eisenhower. They never pranced and dressed up like some kind of militaristic transvestite of some sort, a cross-dresser, you know, from being a regular guy to being a soldier guy. You know, that's cross-dressing. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But none of these guys ever did it. But, this sort of posturing and play-acting is in the tradition of people like, and a couple of these actually fought in battles, but people like Castro, Arafat, Stalin, Hitler, Idi Amin, and let's not forget Saddam Hussein. So Bush, you see, follows in the tradition of people that most Americans just don't like, either for valid reasons or not valid reasons. It doesn't make any difference. We just don't like these folks. We have had it hammered into our heads that they're no good. Although I would question hammering Castro. I would question, to some degree, hammering Arafat. Oh, God, don't send me the emails, okay? Please don't. But you'd think that Bush would be embarrassed to wear a getup like this, especially considering his own military record. But just for the record, isn't it interesting that the people who were generals in the U.S. military who went on to become president never played these stupid games? And on the world stage, the ones who did play these stupid games were people generally considered to be losers, and some of them additionally, mass killers. You know, I'm thinking about Stalin, Hitler, Idi Amin, Saddam. You know, the losers would be Castro and Arafat. For whatever reason, don't email me about these two, okay? I just don't want to get into a big discussion with liberals about either one of these guys. You get the point. Either get the point or don't. But it's so tiresome. It is so unbelievably tiresome to watch this coward, George W. Bush, prance around in various military garb. You gotta wonder, don't you, what the real soldiers who must sit there and stomach this freak, what they must think. Now, I'm talking about the real soldiers. I'm talking about the guys that maybe have seen combat, maybe have spent 5, 10 years. I'm not talking about your average 18-year-old who joined up and had his brain completely washed and really does think that George Bush represents something decent or good or brave or honorable or ethical or moral. I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about the real soldiers. Now, eventually, those kids, when they go to combat and get an arm blown off or their face blown off or being put in a position where they have to waste somebody or turn children into red mist, then they will understand what a perverted fake George W. Bush is where it concerns everything, really, but especially things military. Well, just wanted to get that off my chest. James in Denver sent this to me. He says, Mike, this quote is from Crossing the Rubicon, a book that I just got by Michael Ruppert, that I, Malloy, just got by Michael Ruppert. You've seen it, I'm sure. You've heard us talk about it. But James, right, it's a rigorous and well-documented treatise on peak oil, the international drug trade, CIA Wall Street connections, and the seminal event of our time, 9/11, and its subsequent cover-up. A must-read, James writes. A true big-picture piece of work. And then here, just a quick quote. And at the end of this, James writes, I want my mommy. Here's the quote. The empire, that would be us, no longer cares about how it is viewed, whether its actions are legal or not, or whether the world might rise up in political, military, or economic opposition to it. It no longer cares whether the American people rise up and take to the streets by the millions. It doesn't care whether civil disobedience or even a real revolution begins at home. It arrogantly believes it has prepared for every contingency. Among its most elastic mandates for procedural omnipotence is George W. Bush's National Security Strategy of the United States. That document enshrines two shocking de facto powers of the empire. First, to launch without provocation preemptive strikes anywhere it wishes and against any nation that might someday be a threat. And second, to create artificial terrorist activity where it wishes to deploy troops, with an avowed policy of lying to the world through unprecedented manipulation of the corporate media with which it colludes. The empire has thus defined the scope of conflict at the end of the age of oil. It is a no-holds-barred, no-rules, and no-quarter race for global domination. I want my mommy. I hear you, James. I hear you loud and clear. You know, one of the most tragic casualties of the Iraq War back here at home, just at home, let's not talk about the Iraqis right now. Their tragedy is beyond belief. But a tragedy that is unfolding, even as we speak, here at home, one that is not talked about. And it's awful. I'll tell you in a minute. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Leading me towards a sea of confusion. I heard a voice bringing my music in the air, breaking hearts most everywhere. Ever people is despair. Cry out for justice to be fair to every people.
That's it. Up on my knee. Okay, what's your name, little girl?
Chrissy. I brought you some eggnog.
Oh, well, thank you. And what would you like, Chrissy?
First, I want a new dolly.
And that's what you'll get. Now let me try this eggnog.
And second, I want 3,000 cash back on.
Come again?
Remember, great deals like these and more can only be found at Kia's year-end event. Like $3,000 cash back on a 2004 Kia Sedona, the minivan with a 5-star safety rating, and Kia's unsurpassed 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Because only Kia can offer stylish, well-equipped cars for a lot less than the competition.
And I want the dolly guaranteed for 10 years.
Yeah, well, I want buns of steel, but that ain't gonna happen either, Missy.
So hurry, Kia's year-end event ends January 3rd, only at Kia.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. 5-star safety rating achieved at NHTSA designated test facility and approved by NHTSA. Must take delivery from retail stock by 1305. See retailer for warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.
Who is it?
Sir, before I go home for Christmas dinner, I wanted to give you something.
What is it?
You enjoy power so much, sir, so I got you an M3 Power Razor.
Well, nobody's ever given me a gift. What's your name?
Bob Cratchit, sir. And if you've no place to go, would you like to share our meager dinner?
Just give me a minute to shave.
M3 Power, the first battery-powered razor from Gillette.
Cratchit!
Yes, sir?
You've shown me the true power of giving.
Aw.
This year, give him M3 Power. He'll be a new man. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Rhinestones, tiger print, llama print, giraffe print, newsprint, man perms, frosted man perms, pompadours, tidy whities, excessive gold chains, excessive gold teeth.
Hi, I'm Stacey London.
And I'm Clinton Kelly from TLC's What Not to Wear.
If we catch you in any of these things, we will beat you with a fanny pack.
Bracelets, shirts that say I'm with stupid, anything.
See What Not to Wear before we see you.
Ponytails, anything you get for free, ties with cartoon characters, lederhosen.
What Not to Wear. All new episode Friday at 10 Eastern and Pacific on TLC. Look good, feel good.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Past the hour. All right, this is really sad. Okay, this is just heartbreaking. I don't know if it's so sad to me because I have a 5 month old. I have kids in their 20s, 30s, and a couple in their early 40s. Oh, my God. But maybe it's because of the five-month-old, Molly, that this story just ripped me real deep. What it talks about, this is from editor and publisher website. It talks about the escalating toll of American dead in Iraq. Now, again, let's just focus on American dead here for a few minutes. The Iraqi dead is horrendous. It's been going on for 12 years. Our dead has been going on for 18, 20 months. But let's focus on the American dead for a second. There's another tragedy that all of our people getting killed in Iraq is causing back here in the States. It says, after studying casualty reports and obituaries and accounts in hometown newspapers and also conducting family interviews, Scripps Howard News Service has identified nearly 900 U.S. children who have lost a parent in the war. At least half of these kids are under the age of 10. More than 40 of our soldiers and Marines have died without ever seeing their newly born children. At least 60 children of soldiers and Marines lost parents last month. Although precise, comparable data is not available for other U.S. conflicts, military experts told Scripps Howard News Service reporters Lisa Hoffman and Annette Rainville that the number of American children left bereaved or made orphans by the Iraq War is unprecedented in scope. Unprecedented in scope. The number of U.S. children who have lost a parent in the war, as Scripps puts it in a graphic at the website, and we're posting the website at MikeMalloy.com, picture 18 large school buses fully packed with kids, none of whom are brothers and sisters. Those are the kids, or each one of those kids represents a kid or two or three children in one family who have lost a father or a mother. Charles Moskos, a leading military sociologist and Northwestern University professor, says this is a new state of affairs we have to confront. As much as we are concerned about veterans programs, we now have to be concerned about orphan programs. This, he says, is the first time we have crossed this threshold. Among the parents who died, according to Scripps Howard News Service, were six female soldiers who had borne a total of 10 children, which the authors of the study termed, quote, another historic first for females in the U.S. military, end quote. One reason for the high rate of dead parents is the reliance by the U.S. military now on reserves who tend to be older and have more children at home. 900 U.S. children have lost a parent because of the arrogance and murderous inclinations of George W. Bush. No one else, just him. He's the one that prances around and wears the embroidery that says Commander-in-Chief. It's his war. He had the power to stop it. He had the power not to even begin it. 900 children. Now, yeah, 500,000 in Iraq. But we're talking about American kids. 500,000 dead children in Iraq. We're talking about 900 American children. Now, if you go to the website, and have you posted already, Kathy? It's already up. Go to MikeMalloy.com. It's on the first page. When you go to the website of the Scripps Howard website on the article and read some of the accounts, like the four-year-old who says, I don't want to be a daddy when I grow up. Why not? Because daddies go off and die. Now, that's common in war, isn't it? Sure it is. But this is a war that was caused, started, engineered, fabricated by George W. Bush. There was no reason, none whatsoever, to attack Iraq. So now we have 900 U.S. children who have lost a parent in the war. And female reservists who have children, for God's sake, who have children, and they're put in combat. This is sick. I mean, we've turned a corner, Truth Seeker. We live in a sick, sick country.
I have a wife in Wisconsin.
Though I write every day, I've been so long away, I've forgotten. When I close my eyes, I can't see her. It's only this war in my head. I try to bury my fear, but I always carry the dead, carry them home.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case. Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves.
Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
EcoTalk.
Coming up on EcoTalk, we'll turn to religion and learn what various faiths are doing to deepen the connection between ecology and spirituality. We'll meet Reverend Sally Bingham, who founded the Interfaith and Regeneration Projects, and hear about her work in the Episcopalian community. We'll also hear from Adam Stern, Executive Director of the Coalition on the Environment and Jewish Life. God and Our Environment, this weekend on EcoTalk.
EcoTalk on Air America Radio.
My attitude is, if we're going to put our troops in the harm's way, they must have the very best.
I just, I don't know, it's just heartbreaking to think of these kids. You know, we don't focus enough on, we do on this program, but we focus an awful lot, too, on the Iraqi civilian deaths. And the children, the horrible destruction that we put on that country with UN sanctions over the past 12 years, and then the attack. But 900 U.S. kids lost a parent in war. And Bush says what he says. And a war, an opportunistic war, had nothing to do with the real world, nothing to do with anything. And God help us, how many Americans, how many of these brain-dead fellow countrymen of ours still believe, in the face of all evidence to the contrary, notwithstanding, still believe that Saddam Hussein or Iraq had something to do with the attack on this country? What a disgrace. Newsflash, here's some good news about the death from Iraq. American death, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld will henceforth and hereon personally sign the condolence letters sent to families of troops killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, that comes as a result, a reaction to the criticism over his use of mechanical signatures. Remember we talked about that? It was all over the news. That Rumsfeld, busy, busy Mr. Rumsfeld, busy, busy, busy Mr. Rumsfeld, didn't have time to sign the death notices that he and his a puppet, George W. Bush, he and Cheney's puppet, George W. Bush, are responsible for all that death. May we recommend that he get a wrist brace or something? He's going to develop carpal tunnel syndrome at the rate he's creating death, American death, in Iraq. In a statement provided to Stars and Stripes, the military newspaper, yesterday, Rumsfeld more or less admitted that in the past he has not personally signed the letters. He said in the statement, "I have directed that in the future I sign each letter." What? What, he sent himself a directive? Oh, God, please let me be able to cuss on this network, please. Oh, I just want to let loose with a string of gutter profanities about this man. Can I do it, please, Kathy? No? Okay. "I have directed," he said in the statement released to Stars and Stripes, "that in the future I sign each letter." Please, can I just say the MF word? No, can't do that? Can't do any of it? And Daniel, who called in last night, if you're listening tonight, call back. I want to hear about your son in Iraq, the one who's working in special ops, and you haven't heard from him. Sorry I didn't have time to keep you on last night. So call tonight if you can, and we'll bump you right up the line, okay? Rumsfeld says in a directive released to Stars and Stripes, "I have directed in the future I sign each letter." I am deeply grateful, he says, for the many letters I have received from the families of those who have been killed in the service of our country, and I recognize and honor their personal loss. Oh, you rat, you dirty, filthy rat, you dirty, filthy rat. Even people in your own party now, even thugs like Trent Lott and wasted, half-witted cowards like John McCain are demanding that you get the hell out of Dodge without demanding that you get the hell out of Dodge. Even in this instance, McCain doesn't have the courage to stand up and say, this guy is a thug, get rid of him. What a rat. What a no-good rat this Rumsfeld is, huh? In a separate statement, Pentagon spokesman Lawrence DeRita said, quote, in the interest of ensuring timely contact with grieving family members, he has not individually signed each letter. You know, up to now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Retired Army Colonel David Hackworth, some of you know his name, the most decorated veteran of the Vietnam War. Huge critic of the Defense Department. You may not like Hackworth. A lot of you may consider him to be a warmonger. He is not, but he does believe that once the forces are committed, fight like hell, win the battle and go home, and don't treat the soldiers like dirt. That's Hackworth's position. He's an author, frequent critic of the Defense Department. He has publicly criticized Rumsfeld in a syndicated column earlier this month for not reviewing each killed in action letter personally. Hackworth called the fake signatures by Rumsfeld, quote, like having it signed by a monkey, end quote. They don't care. You know, some of you people, even people like this program, you'll send me emails. You'll say, well, Mike, you know, how do you know? Why are you so hard on people like Rumsfeld? You know, he's a veteran. Oh, he's a veteran like I'm the Pope. Yeah, he was in uniform, during Korea? What did he do? Ride a desk in the Pentagon somewhere? I didn't want to hear that crap. But, you know, when you say, well, why do you call them, the killers, that they like death? Oh, come on! Come on! These people couldn't care less! They could not care less about American soldiers and Marines, whether they're male or female, women, men, pregnant, new babies at home, toddlers in school, back in the States. Well, sorry, Mom. Ha, ha, ha. Joke's on you. You joined the Army Reserve. Boy, were you stupid. What did you think? We're going to have you sandbag in the Mississippi the next time there's a flood? No, 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 Mom. Here, this is called a rifle. Here, this is called ammunition. Here, this is called a coffin and a body bag, and you're going to be in it. Your kids back home? Well, too bad, Mom. Too bad. And you, Daddy, what? Your old lady had a kid, the kid's 5 months old, and you've been overseas for 9, I haven't seen it. Well, sorry, you shouldn't have signed up. You shouldn't have joined the reserve or the National Guard, dummy. Boy, did we pull a fast one on you, didn't we? Huh? And you don't get the benefits that regular Army gets, do you? You don't get anything except a free ticket home in a coffin. But your old lady will get the flag, and we'll blow taps in the cemetery in your hometown, and your kids can sit there and snot and cry and whimper. We don't care. We don't care. We're the Bush Crime Syndicate. We will do what we damn well please. If you were stupid enough to join the reserves, stupid enough to have served your time and still in the individual ready reserve, stupid enough to have joined the National Guard, your ass is going. You got kids? Don't want to hear about it. Don't want to hear about you. How old? 47? Ha ha. Joke's on you. How old? 58? Ha ha. Joke's on you. How old? 70? Ha ha. Joke's on you. Now fall in, soldier. Fall in. You too, Mom. And don't come whining to your unit commander about your little babies back home, okay? We don't want to hear it. Sick. Bush. Bush so concerned about Saddam's weapons, Rummy, no problem selling them to him 20 years ago? What a pig. What an absolute rat pig. And all this talk about Rummy on his way out, don't hold your breath, truth seeker. Remember, Rummy and Cheney served together in what, three different administrations? They're like the Siamese twins, death and destruction. Trust me, Rummy's going nowhere. He's protected. He's in the inner circle. The capo de tutti capos protects him. Man. It just takes me a second to recover from that. Was this, who is this? Okay, let's, we got time? Okay, Simple Scotty today, the crack White House press corps. They want to know about the Rummy saga. One of them stands up, Scott, is the president surprised by the frustration of Senator Lott and other Republicans about Secretary Rumsfeld? Even somebody like General Schwarzkopf had criticism, said he was angry, actually, over the armor. What do you say, Scotty?
I think the president is focused on working closely with Senator Rumsfeld, with Secretary Rumsfeld, to win the war on terrorism. That's where his focus is. Secretary Rumsfeld is doing a great job leading our efforts at the Department of Defense to win the war on terrorism and to help bring about a free and peaceful Iraq. And the president is focused on working closely with him on those matters.
Don't you kind of hope that that viral cold that that McClellan is talking through there might turn out to be something that would... I guess I shouldn't say that, should I? See, a question about Rumsfeld being criticized by everybody, by combat veterans. Schwarzkopf? Wasn't he the supreme Allied commander in Iraq One? David Hackworth, a colonel, most decorated soldier in the Vietnam conflict? Trent Lott, a cheerleader at Ole Miss during the Vietnam War? It just goes on and on, right? John McCain, who used to have no problem incinerating civilians in Hanoi and Haiphong, from 12, 14, 18, 20, 30,000 feet up in the air, who wound up in a prison camp, him too. And what does McClellan say? I think the president focused on working closely with Secretary Rumsfeld to win the war on terrorism. That's what McClellan had to say.
Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits in understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
Honey, we have carolers.
Oh, great.
Jingle bells, get the perfect gift for your man. Give him the M3 Power Razor. And he'll look the best he can.
This year, put an M3 Power in his stocking. The first battery-powered razor from Gillette. It's the world's best shave.
M3 Power, world's best shave.
I don't remember this verse.
Yeah, but it's catchy though, huh?
Give him M3 Power from Gillette, the best a man can get.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Dinorex she left in the shower last week.
Oh.
That. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Wasn't all that long ago that we started military operations. We've been there, how many days? You're counting the days since we've been there, because I'm not.
No, why should you count the days, sucker? Boy, these people are evil. And I guess the evilness stands in sharp relief during the Christmas season. I, you know, as you all know, and I put a fine point on it some nights, other nights I don't. But, you know, I don't believe the mythology at all. I don't believe any religious mythology, none of it. Well, I see it for what it is, a religious mythology, just like the Greeks, the Romans, the Assyrians, the Phoenicians, the whoever. But because I am a product of this society, as most of you listening to this program are also a product of this society, or a Christian-dominated society, you know, this time of year is infused or suffused with Christmas iconography, religious stuff. I don't care what these, you know, these little turds like Hannity and O'Reilly and the rest of them are saying about, oh, Christ has been taken out of Christmas by Macy's, you know, all that crap. Couldn't care less. So in that regard, it brings into sharp focus how bad these people are, what kind of death and destruction that they're causing. I don't know. Okay, simple Scotty McClellan at the briefing again today. Here's a fun back and forth with a reporter named April. She starts, Simple Scotty doesn't dare criticize the Dark Lord Rummy, the other half of Bush's brain. So listen to this exchange. April starts out by saying, Scott, you say that Rumsfeld cares about soldiers. You say he's doing a tremendous job. But why the flippant comment then from Rumsfeld to the soldiers? Well, not only that, some of the critics of the White House are saying, why hasn't this president at least slapped his hands for those comments?
The president made his views very clear in the Oval Office when he was asked about this matter, and he said, I can understand why the soldier who asked the question asked the question. If I were there, I would want to ask the same question.
Scott, you're not addressing the issue of the remark, and that's the main reason why people are asking right now for him to step down. Yes, we know that the military was underfunded. We even heard that in the debate with John Kerry saying that, not underfunded, but understaffed, less equipment than they needed. What about this flippant remark?
I think I've addressed this issue. This question's come up.
Of equipment. You're not addressing how the president feels about that flippant remark. Will there be a slap on this man's wrist? What, and stay in the administration?
I appreciate your question. This has been asked, and we've gone through it.
So sit down and shut up, bitch, before I have you taken out and flown to Guantanamo. Shut your mouth. Sit down. Why are you asking me questions? You're female, aren't you? Get out of here. And finally tonight, from the Rumsfeld part of the Simple Scotty McClellan conference today, a reporter named Bill gives the Rummy issue one final shot. Bill says, if the troops had what they needed, Scott, why was there a crash program to provide more armor only in the wake of the embarrassing public question by the soldier?
I think that was addressed earlier this week in a Pentagon briefing when people who are in charge of making sure that those contracts are being carried out talked about it. They talked about it earlier this week, Bill, and they talked about how...
It happened until the secretary was embarrassed in public.
They talked about how... Well, first of all, the Department of Defense has been through this. They've explained that very matter to you. I don't think I need to go back through it from this podium.
Yeah, because Rummy might sick one of his Star War robots on you, right? These people don't care. You wonder where... Look, you know, for those of you who wonder where I come up with this stuff, you think I make it up? I listen to this stuff, and it's very easy to come to the conclusion. George Bush is a giggling killer. Rumsfeld, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Armitage, of Abrams, the rest of these people, they care not a damn about human life. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. Just go kill, and when you've killed enough, if you take a bullet, well, we'll send we'll make sure Rumsfeld signs a letter to your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, your children. But go over there. Go kill. This war on terror. Bastards. Oh, man. How evil can these people be? Last one. In the wake of the Kerry debacle, I love this question from Helen Thomas about vetting the new... They got a new national intelligence director, right? Helen Thomas says, what kind of person is he looking for to head this new intelligence operation? Does he have anyone in mind? You know, Charles Manson might be available, you moron. Does he have anyone in mind?
Well, we are moving forward on implementing the reforms that the president signed into law today. This legislation just recently passed. I think there's a window of some 6 months where many of these provisions will be implemented. The Director of National Intelligence was something the president strongly supported. He wanted to make sure we had a Director of National Intelligence with full budget authority to oversee the budgets of the intelligence community, and that's what this legislation provides. We will move as quickly as possible to put in place a Director of National Intelligence.
What is he saying? That Bush strongly supported this? Bush didn't support anything about restructuring intelligence. It was the 9/11 families who told them that they would do something bad, like reveal his cheating way of getting into office. I don't know what the hell they had on him. Maybe they were sympathetic characters, and the news media picked up on the 911 families. I'm not saying that they weren't sincere and they don't deserve our heartfelt respect. But for McClellan to stand there and say this is something Bush has always supported, that's a filthy lie. Damn you, McClellan. Damn you. Damn you for existing. Just damn you. That's all. To stand there and lie over and over. A new director of national intelligence? I got an idea for you. How about Kissinger? He'd be a good one, wouldn't he? Huh? He knows all about destabilizing, overthrowing, and assassinating. How about Newt? Huh? As long as you can keep him out of parked cars in the House or Senate parking lot with 21-year-old interns. Huh? How about Newt? How about Kissinger? How about Augusto Pinochet?
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Ohio vote challenge refiled. The voters who claimed the problems with the Ohio voting machines November 2nd indicated fraud have now refiled their request with the Ohio Supreme Court to overturn the presidential results. The lawsuit cites reports of machine errors, double counting of some ballots, and a shortage of voting machines in predominantly minority precincts as reasons to throw out the election results. The challenge, backed by the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Cliff Arnbeck, the Columbus attorney for the Massachusetts-based Alliance for Democracy, who've accused the Bush campaign of, quote, high-tech vote stealing. The group filed the request on Monday, the day the Electoral College cast votes for Bush. But Chief Justice Thomas Moyer of the state Supreme Court threw out the complaint yesterday, saying they had improperly included a second election challenge in the complaint. Election officials conducting a recount now at the request of third-party presidential candidates, and there is a partial update on that. 65 of Ohio's 88 counties have reported their final recounts to the Associated Press today. Bush gaining 395 votes, Kerry gaining 554 votes so far. That accounts for about 74% of the total vote from November 2nd. The U.S. Senate's two top Republicans voiced support today for Donald Rumsfeld as allies of the defense secretary sought to outflank increasingly vocal Republican critics in and out of Congress. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says, "I'm confident Secretary Rumsfeld is fully capable of leading the Department of Defense and our military forces to victory in Iraq and the war on terror." Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, the GOP whip, said, "Rumsfeld is an excellent Secretary of Defense, and we're fortunate to have a man of his courage and vision serving the president." Rumsfeld has been criticized recently by Republicans John McCain, Trent Lott, Chuck Hagel, and Susan Collins, and apart from the members of Congress, retired General Norman Schwarzkopf and conservative William Kristol have criticized Rumsfeld. The ousted Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore said today he is considering a run for governor in 2006. Moore said, "I'll be praying about it and considering it." Moore was ousted November 2003 for defying a federal judge's order to remove the Ten Commandments monument from public display in the state judicial building. He appealed his ouster to the U.S. Supreme Court, but lost. If Moore were to run as a Republican, he might face a GOP primary battle with Governor Bob Riley, who has not yet said whether he will seek a second term. Moore and Riley stood together on the Ten Commandments issue last year until Moore refused to abide by the federal judge's order. Riley said a public official has to respect a court order, and the monument was removed. The U.S. Supreme Court said it will consider next year whether the Ten Commandments can be displayed on government property. Air America.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Ring of Fire.
What's really going on in the prison cells at Guantanamo Bay? Is this Abu Ghraib all over again? I'm Mike Papantonio.
And I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This week on Ring of Fire, we'll look at the detention and reported abuse of prisoners at Guantanamo.
We'll also look at the increasing proportion of American Jews who vote Republican. They voted for the Smeagol last time, if you can believe it. We'll consider the ethics, and we'll consider the ethics of celebrity product endorsement. Ring of Fire, Saturday on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. In just a moment, we're going to talk with Liza Featherstone, who, hold on a second. We'll talk to her in just a moment, okay? You got to wait for the good stuff on this program. The reason I want to hold for just a second here, you know, the Rumsfeld's insults to the people who find themselves fighting this illegal war in Iraq and Afghanistan, for that matter. Rumsfeld's insults to those men and women didn't just start with his smarmy, snotty remarks at the town hall meeting in Kuwait last week that have resulted in so many Republicans calling for his removal. I have yet to see, have there been Democrats, Kathy, who have stood up and said, get rid of this bastard because he is so evil? It's mostly Republicans at this point. But Rumsfeld, here's a press briefing. Tuesday, January 7th, 2003. This is almost 2 years ago. Now, this was on the proposal that was batted around Congress by Democrats to reinstate the draft, to bring some sort of equality to this, and why Rummy thinks conscripted forces, quote, have no value, end quote. Listen to this.
We're not going to re-implement a draft. There is no need for it at all. The disadvantages of using compulsion to bring into the armed forces the men and women needed are notable. If you think back to when we had the draft, people were brought in, they were paid some fraction of what they could make in the civilian manpower market because they were without choices. Big categories were exempted, and what was left was sucked into the intake, trained for a period of months, and then went out, adding no value, no advantage, really, to the United States Armed Services over any sustained period of time.
Adding no value, no advantage to the United States Armed Services. I wonder how the men in my generation who are drafted to go fight an illegal war in Indochina feel about finally being told by a Secretary of Defense that they added no value, no advantage, really nothing to the United States Armed Services. What an evil, evil man. All right, let's sharp 180-degree turn here. Watch out. Be careful. Don't get whiplash. All right? I want to bring Liza Featherstone on to the program. She joins us by phone, I believe, from New York. The reason I wanted to bring her on, in the next issue coming up of The Nation magazine, is an excerpt from her book. She's the author of Selling Women Short, The Landmark Battle for Workers' Rights at Walmart. And there is a fairly substantial excerpt from that book at The Nation titled Down and Out in Discount America. Liza, thanks for taking time to come and chat with us a bit here tonight. I do appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The Down and Out in Discount America, the thing that is in the January 3rd coming up issue of The Nation, as I said, is what caught my eye. There's a lot of first-person stuff in here, which is really good. I love that style of writing. Maybe you can synopsize for us what you have at The Nation. I'm not asking you to synopsize your book, but just what this article you have at The Nation.
Well, the article in The Nation is actually largely based on a chapter in the book, which is about the shoppers at Walmart. The book largely focuses on the experiences of the workers, the majority of whom are women and who are paid less than men in just about every position at the company, and work for very low wages. The article in The Nation focuses on the shoppers who, like the workers, are also working women struggling to make ends meet. The majority of the shoppers are women. The majority of the shoppers are poor or just getting by. I talk about that and the way the Walmart model depends on poverty. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really depends on a largely poor workforce, underpaid workforce, and a poor customer base. And as I quote one union organizer who tried to organize Walmart workers for a long time and said, you know, the Sam Walton figured out how to make money off of poverty, but the problem with this model is it requires more poverty to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true and very should be disturbing to us.
What I found wildly ironic in regard to your book, the excerpt in The Nation. Mike at The Nation alerting me to your article coming out in the January 3rd issue was something that appeared in the New York Times on the 16th this week. Workers demand union at Walmart supplier in China. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh,
but, yeah. 12,000 workers, mostly young women from the Chinese poor. They make wireless phones, which the Japanese manufacturer then supplies in large number to Walmart. These women are demanding. They have a whole list of demands. Now, as you know, and most people know, China's laws, left-wing fascism that has developed in China, the laws prescribe public demonstrations. There will be no public demonstrations. So they met secretly, drew up a list of demands, and walked off the job.
That's right.
So isn't this ironic that the Chinese workers are demanding unions, and American workers for Walmart are, whenever an organizer comes in, the threats go out and people lose their jobs.
That's right. And of course, it's important to note that 12,000 sounds like a lot and would certainly be a lot if it happened in a workplace here, but China is so big and there are so many workers, and workers are so easily replaced in China that 12,000 isn't quite as big as it, as many or necessarily as effective as it could be here.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you're right. It's formidable, and the courage of those workers is amazing. And it's true that workers here, having more freedom to organize, haven't done that. There are really a lot of formidable obstacles to workers at Walmart trying to organize in the United States as well. We don't have the same draconian ban on independent unions that China does, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very easy for the company to break the relatively weak labor laws that we have, and Walmart does do that. They've fired workers for attempting to organize unions, which is illegal, but they've gotten away with it. They will spy on workers who try to organize unions. They will report all their activities to central headquarters. They will fly in their labor relations team on a private jet, as soon as they have any intimation that workers are talking about a union. They'll hold closed door meetings with the workers and just do everything they can to bust the union. And they're not punished for doing anything illegal in this process.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they've been found guilty of such violations, they really just have to pay a fine, a fine which is usually small, by Walmart standards. And, put up a sign in the break room saying, we broke the law, which usually says it in sort of some obscure language that
people
don't really understand or pay attention to.
We have a break coming here in just a few seconds, but I want to ask you, coming back, and I'll give you a couple of minutes to consider this, to consider an answer, but broadening the discussion here a bit, I read the other day that American workforce now is about 8% unionized, which means 92% isn't. I believe that's a figure I saw.
The private workforce.
Counting government forces, right. The question is whether or not the union movement is dead globally, given the downward pressure by these corporations like Walmart, the downward pressure where you find fascism in full flourish, whether it is in Western Europe or Southeast Asia. So if you'll consider that, we'll come back in just a second. We're talking with Liza Featherstone. She's the author of Selling Women Short, The Landmark Battle for Workers' Rights at Walmart. That's a book. You can buy it, okay? And she has an article in the upcoming issue of The Nation titled Down and Out in Discount America. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Rhinestones, tiger print, llama print, giraffe print, newsprint, man perms, frosted man perms, pompadours, tidy whities, excessive gold chains, excessive gold teeth.
Hi, I'm Stacey London.
And I'm Clinton Kelly from TLC's What Not to Wear.
If we catch you in any of these things, we will beat you with a fanny pack.
Bracelets, shirts that say I'm with stupid, anything.
See What Not to Wear before we see you.
Ponytails, anything you get for free, ties with cartoon characters, lederhosen.
What Not to Wear. All new episode Friday at 10 Eastern and Pacific on TLC. Look good, feel good.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the dinner wreck she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for dinner wreck. Dannerex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Dannerex? Use as directed.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I want next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
worried about people finding work, you better increase demand if you're trying to create new jobs. In other words, if one worker can do more work, you got to create the need for more work.
Oh, my God! Oh, don't you just want to pull your hair out? We're talking with Liza Featherstone, the author of Selling Women Short, the landmark battle for women's rights at Walmart. And also a recently written article for The Nation entitled Down and Out in Discount America. It's a excerpt from her book. You can go to thenation.com and read it. You can buy her book. Do one of the two, okay? Now, unions, Liza, being dead globally, I understand that the question is ridiculous when you consider the strength of unions in, say, old Europe, Germany and France.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm thinking about these emerging labor markets where everything is being driven right to the lowest common denominator. Is there a chance for workers in the Southern Hemisphere to be organized?
Yeah, well, there's certainly a terrifying trend toward companies, U.S.-based companies, like Walmart, wanting to do most of their business in basically dictatorships, which make it very difficult to for workers to organize and to negotiate over things like wages and benefits in a fair way. And that has grave implications for the labor movement all over the world, certainly. I wouldn't say that the labor movement globally was dead even in those places. I mean, we were just talking about the 12,000 workers who walked off the job in China making phones for Walmart. People's drive to organize and to stand up for themselves and to provide some balance to business interests is very strong, even under the most dire circumstances. So no, I think that people will certainly continue to try to do that. And I think that people realize that, I think people are realizing that there has to be some counter to the sort of vise-like grip of these global corporations on everyday life.
Well, I also, you know, I'm reminded, as most people are, of the strength of what a union can do when you think about Lech Wałęsa and Solidarity and how that union helped bring down the Soviet Union. It wasn't the only reason the Soviet Union came down, but it was damn sure of one of the key elements that was necessary to bring the Soviet Union to an end, to bring left-wing fascism in that empire to an end. So, you know, the strength of unions, I think, is underestimated from a political point of view, especially by common folk here in the United States, people who haven't been educated as to what union movement has been about.
Yeah.
My generation is probably the last one that went through secondary school where we were taught. I was going to say, how many people under the age of 30 know who Samuel Gompers or John L. Lewis were?
That's right. And people don't realize that the reason you have a weekend in your job, the reason that you work an 8-hour day instead of a 15-hour day.
Right. it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, those things have come about because of the labor movement in the United States, and I think that, I mean, your example of Poland brings up an important point, is that people don't realize that that a powerful labor movement in a country affects much more than its members. It affects much more than simply
That's right.
union members.
That's right.
And I think this is partly the right wing in this country has done a very good job of painting the labor movement as a quote unquote special interest, something that really only benefits its members. And unions, I must say, have not always done a good job in countering that.
They have not always
done a good job in making the case to the public that they are.
Well, the boards of directors
have a larger purpose.
Yeah, and it's my opinion that the boards of directors of some of the unions, some of the major unions, UAW comes to mind, have become as calcified as the old Soviet Politburo was.
Yeah.
It's very hard to move some of these councils. Now, I'm not talking about union organizers or union rank and file. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the upper levels. They haven't switched completely into the venality of certain corporate people, but damn close to it. I wish we had more time to talk. I must tell you that the article that's in The Nation is a wonderful read. If your book is informative and easy to read, it just flows as that article or the excerpt in The Nation. I'm going to have to go out and buy a copy.
Thank you very much. I think if you like the article, you'll love the book. So.
Well, it's a good article. I hope people will go to thenation.com. I've got a link at my website. You can go and read Liza's article, no charge, and then go buy the book. Liza, thanks so much for taking some time with us. I wish we had more time. Maybe we can chat again, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Okay, take care. Liza Featherstone is the author of Selling Women Short, The Landmark Battle for Workers' Rights at Walmart. It's a good read if it's like the excerpt that you can find at The Nation titled Down and Out in Discount America. I have been boycotting Walmart, I and my family. What is it, Kathy, 3 years now? It should have been longer than that. But if you have some doubts about what Walmart's about, read the book, read the excerpt. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us. This is Air America.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll-free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Kyle Jason Show.
It doesn't appear to me today that artists have respect for their audience, because they feel like we have to lay it out because everybody's dumb and everybody's ghetto. If your surroundings aren't bad, then you need to stop acting like they are, because there are some places where they are really, really bad. And if yours are a little bit better, you can maybe pull somebody in and help somebody out to make their surroundings a little bit better.
The Kyle Jason Show on Air America Radio.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Okay, just a couple things, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. Still waiting for Daniel to call in if he's listening tonight with an update on his son in Iraq. Hope to hear from you tonight, Daniel. I think he was our last caller last night. He was. Yeah, his son is in special ops, and he hasn't heard from him for 3 or 4 months. Very quickly, in the state of Washington, a judge today granted a state Republican Party request to block the counting of hundreds of recently discovered King County ballots in that state's extremely close governor's race. How about that, huh? Carl sent this to me. He says, this crap makes me so mad I could just spit. Even if the election workers wrongly rejected the ballots, even if that's the case, a Pierce County Superior Court judge, Stephanie Arendt, said it is too late for King County to reconsider them now. Too bad. Too bad. State Democratic Party Chairman Paul Behrendt said the party will appeal the decision. He said, we're going to fight for every vote to count in the state of Washington. I guess we're headed to the state Supreme Court. I hate Republicans. They just turn my stomach. They turn my stomach. They have nothing to offer the American public, so they have to cheat, lie, and steal. These people are rotten at the core, every single Republican, because if there's a Republican out there who is not rotten at the core, he or she would abandon this filthy neo-Nazi party and form the new Republican Party if you want to. If you like Republican Party ideals from the 50s, I don't know why you would, or from the 40s, I don't know why you would, or from any time, and maybe go back to Lincoln. If you like Republican Party ideals, then what are you doing in the Republican Party today? It is nothing but a collection of greedy, neocon, religious, misfit freaks. So here are the Republicans in the state of Washington. Oh, you found 573 votes? Really? Or 723? Or 812? Oh, you found votes that were shuffled aside, weren't even counted. And you want us to agree to having them counted? Screw you! That may mean our boy would lose. Count every vote, my ass. We're Republicans. We only want enough counted to show us winning. That's it. Then shut down the counting. Stop there. Don't you remember Bush versus Gore? God. And finally, a newspaper in Florida, the Seminole Chronicle, has an article. Here's the headline, Feeney implicated in vote fraud. Here's the subhead, Congressman sought to alter totals, testimony in Ohio case says. And the article goes on. Republican Congressman Tom Feeney asked a computer programmer in September 2000, prior to that year's contested presidential vote in Florida, to write software that could alter vote totals on touch screen voting machines, the programmer said. And then about four paragraphs in, Feeney could not be reached for comment. Oh, my ass, he couldn't be reached for comment. Well, you're telling me a member of the United States Congress can't be reached 24/7? Of course he can. And if the accusations, the sworn testimony by this former computer programmer, Clint Curtis, if it is a lie, why has there not been a lawsuit filed against him by either Yang Enterprises or Congress geek Tom Feeney, the former Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives? Huh? God! We'll post the link to this article from the Seminole Chronicle. Has there been something? I don't know. Maybe there's been something. The Times, the Post, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune. There's damn sure not been anything in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Maybe I sound, coming off half-cocked again. Maybe the mainstream press has picked up on this story that has been on the web now for about, 10 days, 2 weeks? And when you first see it on the web, you think, oh, damn, am I supposed to put on my tinfoil hat? Is that what people are going to say? Oh, you read the thing about Yang Enterprises and Clint Curtis and Tom Feeney? Oh, put on your tinfoil hat, Malloy. Now, is the Seminole Chronicle mainstream press? I think so. I think it is. So we'll put the link up, and you can read the story. But the thing in Washington State, the judge, now I don't know what has happened since that occurred earlier today, but the judge there granting the Republican Party in Washington State their request to block the counting of hundreds of recently discovered King County ballots that might alter the result of the governor's race. Oh, you Republicans, oh, you just turn my stomach. You are so evil. You are so bad. You are so unfair. You are so without any morality or ethics whatsoever. And your God is going to take so much of it, and then he's going to start pinching your heads off and throwing them into hell where the demons will use them as soccer balls. You understand that? That's coming. You think it's the rapture. No, it's not. It's a head pinching that's coming for you people. Off comes your head, into hell. Soccer ball time. Rapture. Uh-huh. You'll be surprised when you find out what sort of rapture is planned for you freaks. Why don't you tell your people? Why don't you tell? Look, you know, you've said you own the Republican Party. Why don't you tell them to be Christ-like? That means fair, just, honest, doesn't it? You damn hypocrites. You damn hypocrites. I better take some calls before I say bad things and lose my job. Diana is calling from North Florida. Hey, Diana.
Hi there.
How are you?
I can't believe I'm on the phone with you.
Well, here you are, and thanks for waiting for, 2 hours? Or?
Well, I don't know how long it's been. I've been listening to you, so.
Well, thanks for holding on.
Yeah. I can't not understand. Why there is not more outrage by the general public. And maybe you can, give me some insight into this. Because, I don't know how old you are, but,
Older than you.
Probably not. I was in college and I did this anti-Vietnam War
protests and so forth.
So where's the outrage? Is that what you want to know? Where's the outrage over this?
Yeah,
that's something we try to understand. By we, I mean I and many people listen to this program every night, Diana. I don't know where the outrage is. I don't know why we can't do what Ukrainians do. And, yeah, I know that American money went into advising the Ukrainian people, and I understand that. And does that corrupt the efforts to want democracy? I don't think so. I don't know where... why we're not like the people of Yugoslavia when Milosevic tried to steal another election. Did American money go into backing Kostunica? Probably. But I don't care. That doesn't negate the fact that these people were Democrats, small d. So I don't know where the outrage is. I know that I participated in a march prior to this war where there were 500,000 people, and it might as well have been five people for the effect that it had on the United States government in the hands of this filthy cadre of neocons. So I don't know where the outrage is, Diana. Maybe people are just tired.
How could someone be so tired when, you know, I mean, every family, I don't care, it's got to be a cousin or, a cousin or a nephew or a son or somebody,
right,
is going to be affected by this. And, you know, I have a nephew over there, and I am literally every day crunching my knuckles,
sure,
just hoping that he comes home safe. And we know that he's going to be there for 18 months. 18 months.
That's awful.
18 months. He's going to be over there. All right? And he's not a young guy. He's not a young guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's in his late 30s.
Well, yeah, Diane, and you're right. The story you're telling me can be repeated thousands of times over.
Every family somehow is being touched by all this.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, in some way. And I don't understand why people, they sit in front of their TVs or they sit in their, lunchrooms at their workplace or whatever, and they are not outraged by everything that's going on. I don't understand why people are not being vocal, absolutely vocal.
Well,
get our sons and daughters home. I don't understand it.
Well, I think the time will come. Things have got to get worse before they get worse, as some wag said. But I think the time will come when Americans find. You know, we were three or four, I think 3 years into the real killing of the Vietnam War before people took to the streets. So it may take a while. Listen, Diane, I have to leave it there. Thanks a lot for checking in. I hope you call again, okay?
Thank you so much. You've been absolutely wonderful. I love you. I love Air America. And thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Well, we appreciate the support. Take care. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
I got something to say, and I thought it might be worth a mention. If you're not pissed off at the world, then you're just not paying attention. You can turn off the TV and go about your day, but just 'cause you don't see it, it don't mean it's gone away.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Hi, yeah, I'm looking for a tree.
Well, we got a lot to choose from. How tall?
About 8 feet.
How about this spruce right here I got? Nice and full. Look at that. Right at 8 feet.
Yeah, I'll take it. And $3,000 cash back would be good.
Yeah, well, so would a back massage from a Swedish flight attendant.
Is that a no?
Remember, great deals on 2004 models and more can only be found at Kia's year-end event. Get $3,000 cash back on the Sedona minivan, $2,000 cash back on the rugged midsize Sorento SUV, and 0% financing on the luxurious Amante full-size sedan, all with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Because only Kia can offer stylish, well-equipped cars for a lot less than the competition.
Say, can you guarantee that tree for 10 years?
How about 10 minutes?
So hurry, Kia's year-end event ends January 3rd. And remember, it's only at Kia. Cash back from Kia Motors America varies by model. Short-term financing available to well-qualified buyers through qualified lender. Must take delivery from retail stock by 1305. See retailer for warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. I got an email here from Blue Lady. More votes were found in Seattle's King County. Election officials there entered a warehouse today and found a plastic tray containing 150 misplaced ballots. The discovery brings the number of belatedly discovered ballots to 723 in the heavily Democratic county. Why does this never happen in heavily Republican counties? Is it just coincidence? Is it just the mysterious hand of God writing and having writ moves on? What the hell is it? Well, how about fraud? How about theft? How about collusion? How about destruction of the democratic process? But if you notice this, it's never a question of how many votes were taken from Bush. It's never a question of suppression of Republican votes. It's never a question of missing ballots in heavily Republican precincts. No, not ever. Always Democrat. And yet we are to believe, hey, the election's over, time to move on. Screw moving on. Stand and fight, damn it. Barry from Corvallis, Oregon, sends this. Former Secretary of State, this is according to Seattle Times, former Secretary of State, a Republican, wants a new vote. It says here, Ralph Monroe, a key supporter of Republican Dino, or is it Dino Rossi, during the contentious recounts in Washington's race for governor, says it may be time to toss out all the votes and do the election over. Now, Monroe was the state's, Secretary of State. He oversaw the state's election system for 20 years before he retired in 2000. He said a new vote is probably the only way to restore voter confidence and get a clear winner. He suggested allowing new voter registrations for a few weeks and holding a new election in February. If that's true, that's the first Republican I have heard who has made a statement even resembling fair play or justice or trying to solve the situation, at least in the state of Washington. But I still think all Republicans are moralist, ethical, ethically challenged thugs. So if this guy Monroe is for real, okay, that's fine. Thanks for sending in, Barry. What do you think the chances are that the state of Washington is going to hold a new election? What's it going to be? Just election for governor? Is it going to be election for all those county offices? Everything? Can't you see every candidate in every election that was statewide? And maybe some that weren't statewide saying, well, if you're going to do it for the governor's race, do it for me. So maybe Mr. Monroe knows that it's a red herring to suggest an entire new election. I don't know. Maybe somebody will keep us posted on this as it develops. But isn't it interesting that all the missing votes and the found ballots. Oh, my God, look over here. What is this? Well, it's 153 votes in a tray. Well, where are we? Well, we're in an abandoned warehouse. Are we? Well, where are the votes from? Well, it's from, my goodness, a heavily Democratic precinct. Isn't this interesting? Gee, what do we do with this tray of votes, ballots? If just once somebody would say, oh, well, we were in a warehouse down by the waterfront in Seattle, and guess what we found? We found a tray with 173 votes from a heavily Republican district. But that's not going to happen. You know that's not going to happen. Ain't no way that's going to happen. Sean is calling from Dallas, Texas. Hey, Sean, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, it's jumping back to the beginning of the show, but there was talk about cartoons with gay characters, or at least the right-wing's fear of gay characters in cartoons.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I happen to know of an animated television series that actually does have a lesbian couple.
Which is that?
That's Sailor Moon, the F season. In the original Japanese language Sailor Moon, when they brought it to the United States, they edited it. And they made the two girls cousins who grew up together.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, now, you're talking about the Japanese anime. I don't know anything about the cartoons.
Right.
Because I've been in a cartoonless... the only cartoons I watch sometimes on the Cartoon Channel, they have the old Warner Brothers and the old Merry Melodies. You know, I watch those.
Well, Bugs Bunny dresses up like a girl and kisses Elmer Fudd. You'd think they'd throw a fit about that.
Yeah. Wait a second. Hold on just a second. Kathy, please open up your microphone because I don't understand what you're typing. On the screen here. Kathy is more hip to this topic than I am, Sean. Kathy?
Well, I just said he's talking about shows like Aeon Flux and Robotech and G-Force and Vampire Hunter D and that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know what...
Japanese anime.
I don't know what Kathy just said. I have no idea. But apparently you and she are speaking the same language here, Sean.
Yeah. Well, okay. In Sailor Moon, there are two characters. In the original, they were named Haruka and Michiru. The English language version changed it to Amura and Michelle. In the original version, they're lovers who met about a year ago. And in the American version, they're cousins who grew up together. Dialogue has changed, but they still leave scenes where they're gazing into each other's eyes and stuff, so there's probably a lot of confused kids out there.
Well, I'm thoroughly confused, so I would imagine there are a lot of confused kids, yeah.
But apparently, when they translated it into English, they decided that Americans couldn't handle a lesbian couple in an animated series, so they changed.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah, well, obviously some of us can't because, you know.
You know, I watch, I love, one of my favorite shows on television is the Teletubbies. And Tinky Winky, we all know, is gay.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you know, I sit there with my five-month-old daughter. Oh, now don't send me emails and tell me keep her away from television. This is Teletubbies, for Christ's sake. But we sit there, and I say to her, Molly, you see the one there, Tinky Winky? That one's gay. Quick break. Thanks for checking in, Sean. Got a boogie. I'm Mike Malloy. We'll be back in a moment. Well, longer than a moment, but, you know, that's just a way of saying, oh, never mind. This is Air America Radio.
Discover holiday magic at Radio Shack and get red-hot wireless deals during our sizzling weekend sale. Like a Samsung A650 color screen flip phone from Verizon Wireless, free after instant rebates and new two-year agreement. Or a Motorola V60 flip phone from Verizon Wireless, also free with new two-year agreement. This weekend, right in your neighborhood.
Only at Radio Shack.
Good with credit approval through 12/19/04. Requires new two-year customer agreement with Verizon Wireless. $175 early termination and $15 activation fee. Apply. Details in store.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News. I'm Spencer Rain. A Kansas woman is under arrest for kidnapping a baby that she admittedly stole from the mother's womb. Sheriff Ben Espy of Nottoway County, Missouri, is keeping the woman's name under wraps, but says she recently suffered a miscarriage, which he says could speak to a motive. With questions outweighing answers at this hour, he says one thing is for sure. The baby's safe return would not have been possible were it not for the Amber Alert system.
We took an anonymous tip that come from several states away from here. They give us some information that led us to Kansas, that led us to this location. We may have not ever got that. We may have not ever recovered this little baby if the Amber Alert system was not put into place.
23-year-old Bobby Jo Stinnett was 8 months pregnant when she was found dead Thursday without her baby. An anonymous tip led police to a 2-day-old baby near Topeka. Authorities say the baby's father has been reunited with his daughter as they question a second suspect in the case. The phone lines at doctor's offices could be off the hook this weekend following new warnings about the popular arthritis drug Celebrex. Pfizer has pulled 2 studies surrounding the anti-inflammatory after finding it might increase the risk for heart attack. Pending further study, Acting Commissioner Dr. Lester Crawford with the Food and Drug Administration says they're making 2 recommendations for patients and doctors.
Check with their physician if they're on this product. The second thing is we're telling the physicians to consider consider alternative forms of therapy if in their medical judgment that's indicated.
In a briefing with reporters, Crawford was asked why Celebrex is not being pulled off the market. He says considerable data needs to be processed and evaluated, leaving all regulatory options, in his words, open. Friday's warnings on Celebrex come 3 months after its competition at Merck & Company pulled its anti-inflammatory drug Vioxx off the market, citing its increased risk for heart problems. President Bush makes it official with a stroke of his pen. Mr. Bush ushered in the most comprehensive reform of American spy agencies in half a century.
Under this new law, our vast intelligence enterprise will become more unified, coordinated, and effective.
The compromise measure was approved by Congress last week. In a signing ceremony, the president said the legislation will make the intelligence system more unified, coordinated, and effective. Mr. Bush insisted that U.S. intelligence agencies must operate as a single, unified enterprise. California Senator Barbara Boxer has been named to be the new chief deputy whip for Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. The announcement from Reid's office says Boxer will be responsible for managing and implementing the efforts of the Democratic caucus on the Senate floor. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Al Franken Show.
This is Catherine Lanford. Join me, Paul Glastris, and Joe Connison for 3 days of wild holiday interviews. We've got columnist Tom Oliphant, Iraq correspondent Anya Siazadlo, and media critic Michael Massing. And then, on Thursday, the voice of Al Franken returns. Don't miss our special Christmas Eve edition of the Oy 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 Show, all next week on the Al Franken Show.
Bye.
6 and a half past the hour. Welcome back. Malloy here on Air America Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. Very quickly, Nat Hentoff, Village Voice stalwart, has an article, A Cloud Over the Constitution. I linked it on the AirAmericaRadio.com webpage. I think I did. Yeah, I did. And the question is asked, why is a lawyer whose opinions have produced such disastrous results for his government, why is this guy qualified to serve as Attorney General? He's talking, of course, about Alberto Gonzalez. This is a guy who always tells Bush what he wants to hear, like authorizing torture of non-citizen detainees, approving violations of international law, and, as Hentoff points out, the breathtaking assertion that the president, without going to the courts or to Congress, can imprison American citizens indefinitely without charges and without access to lawyers. Now, this is what Alberto Gonzalez, Bush's nominee to be the new attorney general, this is what he's about. He is a real, really, really a fascist. This guy will make people yearn for the good old days of John Ashcroft. That's how bad this guy is. Now, the Democrats know about this guy. They know about Gonzalez. This is a guy, like I said, like you know, who authorizes the United States military or the United States civilian contractors working for the military to torture people to death if necessary. That's who this guy is. This is a guy who assisted George Bush in dozens upon scores of executions in the state of Texas, in many instances when evidence could have been produced, had they been given enough time, to show the innocence of the people sent to the death chamber in Texas. That's who this guy is, Alberto Gonzalez. Now, what do you think the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee are going to do? Do you think they'll vote against him? What do you think? The Republicans on that committee will do whatever Bush tells them to do. Whatever, not Bush, but whatever Cheney tells them to do, whatever Rumsfeld tells them, they'll do it. But what about the Democrats? Well, there's no way of knowing at this point. What about the Democrats in the United States Senate? You know and I know that these Democrats are going to roll over once again. They know how evil this guy is, Gonzalez. They know that he uses the Constitution of the United States as bathroom tissue. They know this. And what do you suppose the Democrats in the Senate are going to do? Watch the vote when it comes. When does it come, Kathy? And the January, I guess. They're all out on vacation right now, I guess. Watch what happens. And when this guy is confirmed, and when the Democratic Party shows that it will not resist him, that will be the day. That will be the day. I'm sorry to say this. I really am. That's the day that I'm going to resign from the Democratic Party. That's the day I become an independent or a green or a Naderite or I don't know what the hell. Maybe just nothing. But that'll be the day that, as far as I am concerned, the Democratic Party on a national level dies. I'm not talking about individual Democrats. God bless you. Keep fighting the fight. My ass is not going to be there. I am sick of it. I am tired of it. Now, somebody please tell me that Schumer and Clinton, the two Democratic senators from New York, actually were just trying to set up Bush with their full-throated endorsement of Bernard Kerik. Please tell me that. Please. Because right now what I believe is that Schumer and Clinton were going along, as they always do, with one of Bush's nominees because they believe, as most National Democrats do, that the Democratic Party has got to come even more to the right. To hell with it. I'm gone. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see what they do about Alberto Gonzalez. And I swear, before my five-month-old daughter, I swear this. I'm doing it on public radio. My wife is listening. You folks are listening. If the Democrats don't stop this, and there is a way to stop it, they just filibuster this thug, this fascist killer thug, and they refuse to allow him to become Attorney General. If they do not, let me state it now, clearly, categorically, I'm finished with the Democratic Party. I'm finished. Now, who cares? Nobody. But I'm just stating it for the record, okay? This is how bad this guy is. I've been a Democrat all my life. But no more fundraising letters to me, Democrats. No more asking me to work for a candidate. I don't care how righteous that candidate is. I don't care if it's for county commission here in DeKalb County, Georgia. I've had it. I've had my guts full of it. I have watched now in the 2000 election, the 2002 election, the 2004 election, and the 1996 election, the 1994 election. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I've got my sanity to consider now. So at that point, I go to work on a grassroots level to try to rebuild a Democratic Party that has ideals, that has backbone, that believes in what I still believe in. I'll find one other person, and we'll find two others, and we'll find eight others, and I don't know what the hell we'll call it. Maybe we won't call it Democratic Party. Maybe we'll call it the Rectangular Party. It doesn't make any difference. But Al Fromm and Terry McAuliffe and all these DLC people, they have destroyed, gutted, ruined, burned the Democratic Party into an ash. And I kept silent about this during the campaign. I kept silent about vote for Dennis Kucinich because I believed in the man. Go for Dean if you can't do Kucinich. Go for Kerry if you can't Dean. Well, it's all over now. It's all over. And if these Democrats in the United States Senate allow Alberto Gonzalez to become the new Attorney General, I'm out of here. I am out of here as far as the Democratic Party is concerned. Permanently, forever, for good. That's it. End. Stop. Fini. And I don't make any recommendations that you do the same. You do whatever you want if you're a Democrat. But I'll tell you something. I have a question. I'll tell you something. I have a question for you. If the Democrats in the United States Senate allow this guy to become the new Attorney General, how are you, as a rank-and-file Democrat, just like me, how are you going to be able to look yourself in the mirror in the morning? How are you going to be able to do it and still say you're a Democrat? They all copped a plea about the USA Patriot Act, right? Only one senator voted against the USA Patriot Act. One. Russ Feingold, that was it. How many of these Democrats, Kerry included, Clinton, Schumer, all of them, Boxer, all these Democrats have voted, war on terror, I didn't want to, you know. How many of these Democrats voted for the confirmation of this filthy first-term cabinet of George Bush? How many are going to vote to confirm the second list of filthy fascist killers? We all have fun, man, because that's it for me with the Democratic Party. I'll be watching. If Gonzalez is confirmed, as Matt Hentoff points out, for the next 4 years... This thug will be finding additional ways to expand the Patriot Act, to further integrate the use of surveillance of us, you and me, into government data banks. And he'll continue, as he already has, he'll continue to make the Bush administration the most secretive in American history. Whose idea do you think it was to lock down the records, the public records? Alberto Gonzalez. Well...
And I'm not going to say, oh, write your Democratic senator, call your Democratic senator on the Judiciary Committee, tell him to vote against Gonzalez. To hell with that. I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch. And that's the day I'm out of here, as far as the Democratic Party is concerned. Now, does that mean anything to anybody? Hell no. I'm just little old me, just like you're little old you, right? But that's my statement, and I swear, like I said, before my five-month-old child, I swear that will be the moment I leave. We don't get fooled again.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me!
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you, on some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With Score Power from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Two past the hour. Read the Hentoff article. It's do you have it linked at our website, Kathy? Okay. Go to MikeMalloy.com. It's on the first page. All right, back to your phone calls. RB is calling from Saskatoon. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you doing there, Mike?
Doing fine.
So last night, my stepson had the gumption to phone you. Remember Earl?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was great talking to your stepson. Sharp kid.
Yeah, I'm pretty amazed at how intelligent he is for his age. Because when I first met him, all he wanted to do was play video games. Now, ever since I brought a computer into his life, he's realizing there's more in life than just, getting the highest score in something. Anyway, I was going to talk about Gonzalez, that very disturbing nomination Bush is putting forth. I think that from now on, people of our ilk, liberals, and we are an ilk, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Should start calling Torquemada Gonzalez all the time, just until it becomes part of everyday conversation, because that's what he believes in. Mm-hmm. He's in torture as a way of extracting information.
Oh, it's astonishing. That's why, I mean, this is the turning point for me, RB. This is the moment when my Democratic Party either shows that it's still interested in the United States of America as a quasi-partial, maybe, perhaps, just society, or my Democratic Party signs off with the Nazis and allows this filthy, filthy man to become Attorney General. If my Democratic Party does that, no longer, never again am I going to be part of it. Now, I know that Zell Miller and Billy Tawson and all these turncoat so-called Democrats are fond of saying, well, the Democratic Party left me. The hell it did.
No, simply,
let me finish, RB, because I'm pissed.
Okay.
You know, these southern so-called Democrats, politicians say that because the Democrats worked real hard to get the black vote and gay rights and so on and so forth. So you take these old unreconstructed rednecks like Tawson and Miller, and you have people leaving the party. All right. That's not why I'm leaving. I'm leaving because my Democratic Party, if they confirm this thug, will be stating for the record that they are in favor of torture. I'm gone. I'm out. That's it. I have, you know, like a lot of people in this country, RB, who have tried and tried and tried to stretch our allegiance to the Democratic Party until it snapped. Well, for me, the snapping moment comes if this thug is confirmed as Attorney General. Then I'm gone.
And they show their arrogance by how they did Tom Daschle in. First, they leaned on him, both Cheney and Bush, about we want you to limit the investigation into 9/11. And then for his cooperation, how do they pay him back? They send Mr. Frist out personally to destroy him. And who knows if that vote was even legal, the way things are now. But, you know, there is a truth about this Mr. Rumsfeld that everybody should realize, because there's no way, the way the debacle in Iraq is going, that anybody would keep their job. So there's only two things that is possible. He is either a complete and confident fool, or he is doing his job right.
Yeah, you got that right.
And that's scary to contemplate.
Yeah, either one is scary, but the latter is the more frightening.
Well, that's the one, because I hear these PNACers, and we got them up here in Canada too. David Frum, that frickin' speechwriter, the one who did the...
He's a Canadian, sure.
Trifecta of evil. He's a Canadian reactionary. His mother was a woman named Barbara Frum, who is a journalist up here at the CBC, who died of breast cancer at a very young age, and was a complete journalist. She was what Barbara Walters could only wish she could have been. She was that fair and balanced and that much of a beloved personality up here. And to see what David Frum has become, and his thing, when he wrote that article, that Arafat must have AIDS because it appears he looks like he's got AIDS. I have no proof that he has AIDS. Religion some more, just to slander Arafat some more. Like, hey, he was a terrorist, but so they all were. They were fighting a dirty war.
That's right.
They were all terrorists. They're all guilty. But somebody's got to make the peace, and at least Arafat tried.
Yeah.
And the way they went, the way they treated his death, it was just unbelievable. It was so un-American, I just couldn't believe it. And I want to read you something that I think would be very important.
Very quick. We're almost out of time.
Okay.
In the segment. Go.
To bring about a just reconciliation between two contestants is charity. Helping a person mount his animal or to load his baggage onto it is charity. A good word is charity. To remove obstacles in the street is charity. Smiling on the face of your brother is charity. And sexual relations with your spouses is charity. And the Prophet Muhammad said that.
Well, I'm not surprised. Avatars of the cloud being, no matter what religion, have said some pretty good things.
Any religion can be perverted, but the people who bring the message, like Jesus, like Muhammad, like Buddha, like Gandhi recently, Martin Luther King, they always start off with the right intentions. Then they get knocked off, and a bunch of other guys come along and pervert what they were trying to tell them.
Isn't that the truth? RB, got to leave there. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Take care. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
And if somebody loved me like she do it, who should do it? Yes, she does.
Look who has a present.
Oh, Mommy, me. What is it, Daddy?
Ah, it's an M3 Power, the first battery-powered razor from Gillette. You must have been a good boy.
Jack, what's he going to do with a razor? He's 6 years old.
Want an M3 Power this year? Don't take chances. Get it for yourself.
All right, who's next? Oh, looks like Mommy's got a present.
Let me guess. M3 Power blades?
Ooh, you're good. Did you peek?
M3 Power from Gillette, the best a man can get.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Demerix she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Demerix. Demerix penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Demerix? Use as directed.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve, with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. you may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
I happen to have been an MIA wife for 8 years, back in the 70s. My husband was a carrier pilot who disappeared into thin air. So when Bush did that little stunt of landing on the carrier in flight gear, here the sniveling little weasel was safe and sound at home, while my husband, who was a real carrier pilot, was getting killed.
866-303-AAR0.
Now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. You know, I feel like I have to just make a little clarification. My little outburst there about leaving the Democratic Party is not intended to in any way influence anybody else. It's an honest eruption of rage and anger and frustration with a party that I have been loyal to since before I could vote. You know, I've talked about on this program the kind of neighborhood I grew up in, working class, blue collar, Toledo, Ohio. Everybody was a union member, yada yada, and everybody was a Democrat. And it's as inculcated in me to be a Democrat as it is in your average 30-year-old Catholic. You know, who said it? Give me a child till he's six, I'll give you a Catholic for life. Who is that? Cardinal Richelieu? Well, the same thing applies with you know, the Democratic Party. It was an honorable party. It's the only party that's ever done anything the only major party. The socialists have done a lot. The farmer labor party did a lot. The progressive party back early in this century did a lot. But the only major party that busted its collective ass to make life better for people, native-born and immigrants in this country, has been the Democratic Party, and it just breaks my heart. But I have written the letters, and because I happen to work in radio, I've been invited to go up there to D.C. and talk with these people. Randy and I, when she was still working down in West Palm, and I was working for that stupid toy network, i.e. America, we were there. Other people were there addressing members of Congress who came in to listen to what we had to say, and we tried to tell these liberals, so-called, these Democrats, and they looked at us and listened to what we said, and I even came back and went on the air on IE America Radio Network and said, well, I think they heard us. Oh, Jesus. Talk about feeling like a fool. So here we are. So, you know, my little outburst there, as most of my outbursts, came from the heart, and I mean it, and it's not designed to have any effect on anybody, not that it would. One thing I've noticed about liberals and Democrats, they are extremely independent. You know, most of you people don't give a tinker's damn what I say, which is cool. You know, you tune in because it's entertaining. Hey, listen to Malloy, he's pissed off just like I am. And that's the extent of it. But before anybody sends me an email talking about, well, aren't you being kind of arrogant thinking you can influence me? I don't think I can influence anybody. And I think any talk show host that thinks he or she can or tries to do it is as much of a fascist as Bush. This is a meeting place, this program. You got your say, email, phone call, however you want to do it, I get mine. And the fact that I've got the microphone means I get to say more. That's all that means. That's all that means. Doesn't mean anything but that. But I've had it. I've really had it. And this Gonzalez thing is the thing that's pushing me right over the edge. Now, you know, I've got Democratic friends, former Democrats, that said, Jesus, what took you so long? Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you leave when they eviscerated Carter? You know, why didn't you leave when, well, I stayed to fight. And on whatever level I could, just like you. I don't care what you've done. Maybe you just thought the right thoughts. That's part of the fight. That's why it's so important. Thought control is so important to get you to stop thinking. You know, when I hold up four fingers, by God, you've got to tell me I hold five. That's what Big Brother, that's what the Bush crime family wants. So if you fight just in the confines of your mind, you're still fighting. I don't believe this idea that you got to contribute money or you got to go picket or whatever. That's all good. Walking in a demonstration, of course it's good. But it's what's in your mind, i.e. your heart. You know, if you don't buy into it, if you resist it privately in your own little world, like I do every single damn day, I resist it in my own little piece of life, humanity. And I tell my kids, and when my grandkids get old enough, I'm going to fill their heads with it. And when Molly gets old enough, I'm going to tell her the same thing. Fight. Fight. Don't ever believe this nonsense. This is not the way it's supposed to be. So that's all I was trying to say. The Gonzalez thing is sickening. It's sickening. You know, it's bad enough with a religious fascist like John Ashcroft. But now this, somebody who figures out a way, using legalese, you know how the Republicans like to bust up on lawyers, right? Here is this Gonzalez monster figures out a way to make torture acceptable, to make indeterminate sentences for people who have never been convicted of anything acceptable. And on and on and on. And this criminal, corrupt administration has the audacity to nominate this guy for attorney general. Okay, fine. If there were 60 Republicans in the House, then my argument would be kind of pointless because they could shut off filibuster. But that's not the case. There are 55 Republicans in the United States Senate and 45 Democrats. And the Democrats can kill this nomination. It will take work. It'll take standing there and talking. That's called filibuster. And it's a very important part of our Democratic system. Even though this thug Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, says, well, you know, we ought to declare that illegal. It's coming. It's coming. But until it does come, we still have 45 Democrats in the Senate, and that's enough to stop this. How many do you think are going to swing over and vote with the Republicans? How many Democrats out of that 45? 20 of them? 23 of them? 40 of them? So that's just where I stand. That's it. It's over. It's done. And it's heartbreaking to me. It's heartbreaking to me. I just got out here, when was it, Kathy? Wednesday, and addressed an overflow crowd of Democrats. Democrats! But the Gonzales thing? That's it. This is worse than the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. This is worse than any lie that's ever been told by a Democrat. This is worse than anything, any Democratic elected official from the county level to the federal level has ever done if they let this bastard be confirmed. Oops, I'm not supposed to say bastard. My bad. If they let Alberto Gonzalez be confirmed as Attorney General, they being the Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, in my little tiny insignificant corner of the universe, then it becomes, it sucks all the oxygen out and sets my little corner on fire. And that's it. I'm gone. Democrats, adios. And, whatever you decide, if you can live with it, if you can remain a Democrat, if this guy gets confirmed, fine, you know. You decide what mountain you're going to die on, you know? We all make that decision eventually. And how long before every single constitutional guarantee is destroyed, subverted, abrogated by this thug Gonzalez, huh? That's what at stake here. The scraps, the remains, the table scraps, the crumbs, the still remain of the 1st, 4th, 5th, 8th, 14th Amendments. Do you think the Patriot Act was scary? Alberto is going to show you stuff that you didn't think could happen in America. You know, all these comparisons to Hitler are fine, but you know what these thugs really are? You know what they really are? They're like Soviet Union fascists. That's what they are. That little demonstration in the White House the other day, giving those medals of freedom to those three failures, Tenet and Bremer and Franks, three people that have sent God knows how many Iraqis and Americans to fiery, flaming, painful deaths over nothing, and they get medals of freedom? Now, of course, that's not the Democrats' fault. And I can imagine every legitimate Democrat in Washington probably was vomiting blood watching that. But the Gonzales nomination is a Democratic thing. It can be stopped. I mean, on and on and on. How many times are we supposed to roll over? How many times are we Democrats supposed to say, oh, well, okay, I understand. You know, you had to compromise. Okay, we'll get them next time. How many times? Aren't you sick of it? Aren't you sick of it? Watching the Democratic Party degenerate into nothing, not even Republican light. Worse than that. To become a party, I'm not talking about rank and file. I'm talking about the leadership. I'm talking about the elected officials. To become a party of cowards? Cowards! Not me. Not ever. We'll be right back.
wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Ah, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How can I help you this lovely morning?
Well, I need a turkey.
Good.
Enough for 8 people.
Ah, this one ought to do the trick. Let's see, 22 pounds, it comes to $38.50.
Hmm, looks good. Now, can I get that with 0% financing?
What?
Or maybe $2,000 cash back?
Lady, I'm a butcher, not a banker. How about a free turkey baster?
Remember, great deals like these and more can only be found at Kia's year-end event. 0% financing, cash back, great deals on the entire Kia line. Like $2,000 cash back on the 2004 Sorento, the rugged midsize SUV with a 3.5-liter V6 and Kia's unsurpassed 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. Because only Kia can offer stylish, well-equipped cars for a lot less than the competition.
Okay, how about a 10-year warranty?
How about giblets?
So hurry, Kia's year-end event ends January 3rd, only at Kia.
Cash back from Kia Motors America. Short-term financing available to well-qualified buyers through qualified lender. Must take delivery of retail stock by 1305. See retailer for warranty and center details or go to Kia.com.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They're full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
Air America fans, there's a magazine you need to read. Mother Jones, your best source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy introductory subscription price of just $10 for a full year. Subscribe now and get Mojo's eye-popping new issue. Read about how U.S. soldiers are speaking out and refusing to go to Iraq, how America has hired potential war criminals to do the dirty work in Iraq, and the scandals that may cost House Majority Leader Tom DeLay his job. Go to MotherJones.com. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. Fill my tank to the brim with the 4 minutes gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Tonight's program, engineered in New York by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. Linda Blake answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Ben Birch, White Rose Society, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay, senior producer, executive producer. And check out two websites, please, over the weekend, airamericaradio.com, and if you have some extra time, go to mikemalloy.com. Okay, Siobhan is calling from New Jersey. Siobhan, welcome to the program. Hey, Siobhan. She's there someplace, right? Hi, Siobhan. Hello? Okay, let me put you on hold. We'll try again in a minute. Rick in L.A., welcome to the program, and thanks for holding on forever.
No problem. Frankly, Mike, I haven't had a... It's been hard for me to call after the election, you know?
I know.
I felt like I had the wind knocked out of me.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying about Alberto Gonzalez and how the Democrats will react to it. Frankly, I've already made the decision to... This party has abandoned me. I'm not abandoning this party. The Democratic Party does not speak for me anymore. It speaks for people that make over $1.5 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's the long and short of it. I wanted to see how you felt about something, because you remember a few months ago what happened with Sinclair Broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
Where a coalition of people basically hammered not only their advertisers for trying to put the smear campaign on against Kerry, but also hit investment firms that had them in mutual funds.
Mm-hmm.
People start taking them out of their 401k plans. And eventually, in 1 week, this company lost $105 million in its stock price. I'm thinking that this is the best way for us to be able to take back our country, because we don't have a vote anymore. I think Ohio, what's happening in Washington, and what happened in Florida obviously show that.
Well, the problem, I understand what you're saying, but the problem, Rick, you know, some Mickey Mouse filthy right-wing organization like Sinclair, yeah, they maintain programming on 60 stations. What are you going to do about NBC? What are you going to do about CNN, ABC, CBS, MSNBC? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think you can. It's not going to happen with everybody, and you're not going to be able to affect all that many public companies that are actually part of what is happening in this country with the military-industrial complex and the prison-industrial complex and how it's all tied in. But there are certain key companies that can be affected, ES&S, Diebold,
mm-hmm.
You know. If they're going to take away my vote, I don't mind taking away their place of employment.
Yeah, if it were legal, if it were ethical, I would advocate much more against ES&S and Diebold and companies like that, much more than just a consumer boycott. But it wouldn't be legal or ethical for me to say it on the air, and so I won't. But these are people, you know, these are companies run by these Christian Reconstructionists and the Armageddonists who have one goal in mind, a secondary goal, that's to destroy democracy in this country, and their primary goal is to pile up enough corpses so that Jesus will step out of the clouds and find favor on them. And so, you know, to me, going after them on a corporate level is kind of, I don't know, beside the point. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I think also, too, we're attacking their oxygen, you know. It's a bigger thing than just a consumer boycott. I don't think those are very effective. When you also tie in the fact that they are responsible to their shareholders to make money however they can. They're,
right.
They are legally bound to do that. So that's actually what took down the whole Sinclair issue is one of their investment firms sent them a letter saying,
you're not doing
right by us.
Right. I understand your point, and it's a good point. And, you know, maybe that will work. I don't know any longer. Rick, let me move on. I got one more call I want to get in here, okay?
No problem.
Thanks for checking in. Thanks for your patience, too. Is Siobhan there now in New Jersey? Siobhan?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, we only got a couple of minutes, honey. Go ahead.
Okay. My.
I didn't mean to call you, honey. You just sound very young. I'm sorry.
Well, you can call me, honey. It's not bad.
Okay. I did. Oh, God.
I'm sweet.
All right, go ahead.
But anyway, I connected dots in my own brain, you know, like which kind of like freaked me out.
Right.
And I just want to get it out there because, like, I want people with the big brains to like figure out, am I crazy?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And like the thing is that like I heard the pundits on Sunday on the McLaughlin Hour, like the guy, like the big heavy guy, like with the big bug eyes that kind of looked like.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Okay. Had the nerve to say that, well, you know, when our troops went into Iraq, that we needed to be perceived as liberators, and therefore they didn't need to have heavy armory, so we needed to appear soft, you know, like we needed to have soft targets.
Right.
So that we wouldn't appear...
Yeah.
Do. But the thing is that before that, I was thinking in my mind that, you know, how come they don't have this stuff that they need? And, you know, what is up with that? And then I started to think, you know, because I'm a Girl Scout and, like, I know people in the
right.
military.
And you have
and,
5 seconds.
Like, I know people that train ROTC.
Hey, there's the music, Siobhan. I got to go. Call me Monday. I'll put you on first if you call me Monday, okay? We're just flat out of time, dear heart. And if we didn't get to your call tonight, I apologize. I'm terrible. I'm a lousy talk show host when it comes to getting people on the air. I admit that. Hey, thanks for participating tonight and this week. I appreciate it. I'll see you Monday. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenny, wherever you are.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. Air America Radio News. I'm Spencer Rain. A Kansas woman is under arrest for kidnapping a baby that she admittedly stole from the mother's womb.
Sheriff Ben Espy of Nottoway County, Missouri, is keeping the woman's name under wraps, but says she recently suffered a miscarriage, which he says could speak to a motive. With questions outweighing answers at this hour, he says one thing is for sure. The baby's safe return would not have been possible were it not for the Amber Alert system.
We took an anonymous tip that come from several states away from here. They give us some information that led us to Kansas, that led us to this location. We may have not ever got that. We may have not ever recovered this little baby if the Amber Alert system was not put into place.
23-year-old Bobby Jo Stinnette was 8 months pregnant when she was found dead Thursday without her baby. An anonymous tip led police to a two-day-old baby near Topeka. Authorities say the baby's father has been reunited with his daughter as they question a second suspect in the case. The phone lines at doctor's offices could be off the hook this weekend following new warnings about the popular arthritis drug Celebrex. Pfizer has pulled two studies surrounding the anti-inflammatory after finding it might increase the risk for heart attack. Pending further study, Acting Commissioner Dr. Lester Crawford with the Food and Drug Administration says they're making two recommendations for patients and doctors.
Check with their physician if they're on this product. The second thing is we're telling the physicians to consider alternative forms of